Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Stocks to Watch, Wall Street Breakfast's Weekend Edition, our news team's weekend preview of upcoming IPOs, earnings reports, conference presentations, investor days, FDA decisions, Barron's mentions, and other key events that could impact stocks to set you up for the week ahead in the markets. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. Good morning. Today is Sunday, May 2nd, and I'm your host, Rena Scherbel. We begin with a breakdown of the week ahead from Seeking Alpha's news team. A barrage of earnings reports arrives next week. The Q1 earnings season so far has seen a record 87% of S&P 500 companies' top estimates and earnings growth on average of 46%. Economic reports to watch include updates on ISM manufacturing, construction spending, factory spending, and the March jobs report at the end of the week. The World Vaccine Congress runs from May 4th through the 6th, while on the corporate calendar, there are key events for Merck, Dell Technologies, CarMax, and Union Pacific. In earnings news, earnings reports Dish Network and XPO Logistics on May 3rd. CVS Health, Pfizer, Cisco, DuPont, T-Mobile, Caesars Entertainment, Zillow, Under Armour, and Activision Blizzard report on the 4th. General Motors, MetLife, Zynga, Allstate, Uber, and Rocket Companies report on the 5th. Cardinal Health, Anheuser-Busch, Viacom CBS, McKesson, and Square report on the 6th, and Cigna and Enbridge report on May 7th. In IPO news, IPOs expected to start trading next week include Honest Company and Five Star Bancorp. Analyst quiet periods expire on Utime on May 3rd, as well as Vectiv Bio and Reneo Pharma on May 4th. The IPO lockup period expires on Gatto Silver on May 3rd. Going a bit deeper on the Honest Company IPO, it's looking to raise as much as $439 million next week that could give co-founder Jessica Alba a stake valued at about $96 million. Honest Company sells baby products, cleaning supplies, and cosmetics. The company plans to sell 6.5 million shares, and existing shareholders will sell 19.4 million shares in an expected range of between $14 and $17. At the top end of the range, Honest would have a market value of $1.54 million. Selling shareholders includes private equity firm L. Catterton, institutional venture partners, Lightspeed Venture Partners, and General Catalyst. Jessica Alba does not plan to sell any of her shares in the offering, according to the filing. The Los Angeles-based company had a net loss of $14.5 million on revenue of $301 million in 2020, compared with a loss of $31 million on revenue of $236 million the previous year. Merck introduces women's health company Organon ahead of the planned spinoff to shareholders. Organon is said to be strategically positioned to be a leader in the $61 billion market for medicines and health solutions for women. Analysts think that the Organon spinoff leaves Merck as a leaner and higher growth company, although the heavy reliance on Keytruda is said to require Merck to revisit its strategic priorities. Look for some early revenue projections on Organon following the event. Other notable events include investor days for Myriad Genetics, Union Pacific, and CarMax. Looking to the stars, ARK Invest holds a webinar to discuss why the space industry is primed for takeoff and delves into the new ARK Space Exploration and Innovation ETF, which trades under ARKX. The World Vaccine Congress is happening, and VaxArts will present at the World Vaccine Congress in Washington that's held virtually from May 4th through the 6th. Shares of VaxArts have soared 60%. In the last few sessions, in anticipation of the talk and strong interest on the stock from the Wall Street Bets crowd. Executives from Moderna, Novavax, and BioNTech are also presenting. A new version of Beyond Meat's signature plant-based burger will be available at retail outlets next week. The new version removes mung beans from the ingredient list and adds some vitamins and minerals to make the product taste meatier. It also has fewer calories, 230 instead of 260, and less fat, 14 grams versus 18 grams per patty. The newest recipe is expected to eventually replace the current product. Restaurants that serve the Beyond Meat burger will start getting the new version in June. The record date for the Canadian Pacific 5-for-1 stock split is on May 5th. Said Keith Creel about the split, "We believe that the share split will encourage greater liquidity for CP's common shares and provide opportunities for ownership by a wider group of investors than is currently available." Canadian Pacific is in the middle of a rails battle with Canadian National Railway for Kansas City Southern. This week in Barron's mentions the stocks and themes drawing attention in Barron's Weekly Edition. The upside for investors for investing in legalized cannabis is broken down in this week's cover story. Over time, recreational sales will probably come to the 20 states that now allow sale by prescription. That could spur the remaining state holdouts to fall in line if federal legalization doesn't happen first, so sales cannot help but grow, predicted Barron's. Some of the lesser-known companies looking to grow U.S. sales include Columbia Care, Harvest Health and Recreation, Air Wellness, Columbia Care, and Terra Ascend. Also profiled favorably this week is Altria Industrial Motion. The company is said to be benefiting from a stronger economy and the shift to automation, which should help lift its earnings and shares. A case is also laid out as to why auto insurer Progressive is a growth stock in a slow growth industry. This week, in our single stock focus, we're covering Berkshire Hathaway, who's had an exciting weekend when Warren Buffett, Charlie Munger, Ajit Jain, and Gregory Abel all answered shareholder questions as part of Berkshire's annual meeting. We're covering the stock with Jim Sloan, who wondered what Berkshire Hathaway could look like in 5 years with Buffett buybacks. Sloan begins here. Berkshire Hathaway is one of the more predictable large companies, but while many analysts attempt to estimate Berkshire's value at a single point in time, surprisingly few efforts are made to estimate what Berkshire will look like 5 or 10 years into the future. Realizing that all predictions are subject to unexpected and disruptive events, this article is an effort to estimate what Berkshire might look like in 5 years. Why not 10? 10 years is a long time and a lot of things change radically. Sloan goes on. The answer to this question is simple. Nobody knows. The probabilities say that the next 5 years will bring a correction or two. One of the corrections may meet the criteria of a bear market. A recession is also possible. Rates will probably remain low by historical standards, and asset prices may come in a bit, but are likely to remain high. None of these events will have much impact on Berkshire. In operational terms, Berkshire Hathaway has remarkable stability even under very difficult economic conditions. Its operating units include businesses sensitive to the economy, housing-related businesses being an example, as well as businesses which are not greatly affected by the economy, such as food and public utilities. Its large insurance units march to their own drummer with randomly distributed ups and downs. Berkshire could also be described as a smart beta ETF of sorts, valuated and including mainly best-of-breed companies. That being said, Berkshire's year-to-year results tend to be lumpy. The ups and downs of Berkshire's portfolio of publicly traded stocks, which now must be reflected in reported income, are a major and inevitable factor in year-to-year unpredictability of reported earnings. Sloan goes on. Buffett himself spent quite a bit of time in the 2020 annual report extolling the virtues of buybacks and citing Apple's buybacks as well. He in fact mentioned that Berkshire shareholders got a double pop from their increased share of Berkshire, which itself owned an increased share of Apple, a double dip of the best kind. The important question for Berkshire shareholders is whether the actions Buffett took in 2020 represent the contours of a broad new strategy. Sloan goes on. What about price? Buffett executed his $24.7 billion in buybacks last year, with Berkshire trading at around $205 per share versus the $273 per share it was trading at this morning. It's up about 33%, making buybacks 33% more expensive. That's the sort of thing that didn't bother Tim Cook, who actually increased the level of Apple buybacks as Apple's PE doubled. Buffett may have a different view, but should he? The reality is that the roughly $25 billion employed in a buyback with Berkshire market cap, now around $625 billion, retires 4% of Berkshire shares. Sloan concludes here. All things considered, the friendly arithmetic of a long-term share repurchase program makes it an ideal core strategy that is solidly in Buffett territory. It's the kind of thing he understands, as ordinary investors often don't. As for the impact on stock price, that depends to some extent on swings in market valuation, which impact not only Berkshire, but its stock portfolio, which now constitutes about 45% of market cap. As for Berkshire itself, the 1.41 current price to book ratio suggests that its valuation is around the long-term average. Overall, Seeking Alpha authors are bullish on Berkshire Hathaway, with 1 very bullish, 7 bullish, and 4 neutral. That concludes this week's Stocks to Watch. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to seekingalpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can also sign up for our other podcasts, Alpha Trader, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, Let's Talk ETFs, and Marketplace Roundtable Podcast on those platforms as well. Have a great week.